Proclamation number 4866, dated the March 26, 1950. God's revelation. Open your hearts to the voice of the one who wants to speak to you, and know that he merely avails himself of a human being because he cannot reveal himself to you directly. Yet also accept that his word is addressed to you. After all, it intends to benefit all of you. I am with you in spirit always, even unto the end of the world. And thus you will always be able to hear the voice of my spirit if you believe these words of mine, and through your faith are also convinced that I communicate with you. Hence you need to listen within in order to be able to hear my voice, and this requires seclusion, retreating within yourselves, a private dialogue with me in solitude. But which one of you is making provisions in order to hear me? Whose faith is so strong that he is conscious of my presence, and, if he speaks to me in the silence of his heart, also expects an answer? Behold, those of you who call yourselves devout don't do the latter, and thus you doubt the fact that I reveal myself. Consequently, you cannot hear me either, because all doubt renders the hearing of my voice impossible. Only a few people listen within with childlike faith. Thus I can reveal myself to them and inform them of that which you should all know about me and my will. However, most people walk past these few. They don't recognize the Father's voice to his children. They take little interest in the proclamations coming to them from above. But they allow themselves even less to be stimulated into eagerly following an example of the consequences of faith and love in order to experience the great mystery of divine love. For every revelation is a disclosure of my nature, of my reign and activity in my greater than great love. And therefore I cannot come closer to people. They cannot sense my proximity, for they don't recognize me. The words, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, mean nothing to them. They don't understand their meaning. They don't know the significance of my presence and the delectable gift which is the result of my presence. They don't understand my words, and won't even learn to understand them through evident proof. I reveal myself to those people to whom I am present if they want to hear me. The eternal deity draws itself towards its living creations and lets its strength flow into them in the form of words. I am the word myself, therefore my presence must also be obvious through the word, through its transmission. And thus you humans have the evidence that I exist, for I discern to you humans in my word. Understand this, and don't pass by if I cross your path in the form of my word. Accept it as absolute truth, which is still unspoiled because it originates from me directly, because my word is the clear living water which flows from the source, so that you can refresh yourselves in order to successfully travel the pilgrim's path on this earth, in order to reach the goal which shall be the culmination of your earthly life, in order to draw near to me and become what you were in the beginning, children of my love who can create and shape and be inconceivably happy. Amen.